And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We recognize that our legal immigration system needs to be reformed. Now, it was dealt with in 1986 in a way that was counterproductive because, A, they granted a blanket amnesty to 3 million people at the time, or that was the estimate, and, B, they didn't do any of the enforcement mechanisms.
Senator, it wasn't that long ago where your message was what this country was. It wasn't that long ago where your message was a winner, where your message defined this country, and I wish you all the best in reviving it. Country really does hinge on it, I think.
Jalisco, Jalisco, to Tenes, to Novia, me Guadalajara.
Are you listening to this?
Muchacha bonita, la perlas masra, en todo Jalisco.
It is the Savage Nation. Again, this famous audio clip of the late Senator Edward Kennedy trying to sing to a Latino audience. Did you ever think you'd live to see the day that you'd miss Ted Chappaquiddick Kennedy? Did you ever think you'd miss that cheerful drunk singing in Spanish for the adoring crowd? Ted Kennedy was like an old Irish ward boss. At least it was colorful, it was American. With Obama, it's nothing but threatening behavior day in and day out. No, I won't close the borders. I want amnesty for 30 million illegal aliens or else. But the question really is not about that. You're listening to The Savage Nation, by the way. As you know, I am often not defined properly. I'm often defined, but never correctly. The closest definition of Michael Savage was in 2009 with the New Yorker profile of myself. They understood who I am. I'm fundamentally not who you think I am. Unless if you listen to me long enough and you really have a pair of ears, you don't know who I am, nor should you. Because it's really not about me. It's about my mind and my views. And I got to tell you something. When I turned the radio on this morning, as I do from time to time, to see what Rush is bumbling about, because he's very predictable, and it's sad. He opened the door to a lot of us, but he ceased being interesting a long time ago. He became a water carrier for the Republican Party. We all know that. You're allowed to be a water carrier for a team. He's nothing but a Republican water carrier. So is Wallbanger and the other stooges who follow those two around like little boys. But I have a question for you. I listened to Rush, and he went on and on forever about that he didn't really support amnesty for illegal immigrants. So I said, wait a minute. I asked myself, why would he spend 30 minutes saying he didn't support Rubio on amnesty for illegal immigrants, when in fact it sounds to me like he did? And I want to ask you something. Do you think Rush supports Rubio on amnesty for illegal aliens? That's a question that I want my audience to answer, because you're not going to get a chance to answer it anywhere else for two reasons. One, the left won't ask it because they don't want to promote Rush Limbaugh. Two, the sycophants who are Republican water carriers every day, the Republican talking points, their ratings have plummeted because the people have given up on them. You're not going to hear them ask the question because he put them in business. I mean, their future is tied to his future. Fortunately for me, my future is not tied to him or anyone else. I carved out the independent niche in radio long before anyone else jumped on the bandwagon, and that's a good thing. So I want to take your calls on that if you care to talk about it. There are other topics. Hegel the Bagel is a very big one today. Why Obama would pick Hegel the Bagel is certainly clear to me, because he believes in Obama's anti-Israel policies. He believes in Obama's anti-military policies. He believes in Obama's anti-nuke policies. He believes in seizing weapons from Americans and giving airplanes and tanks to Islamists in Egypt. That's why they picked Hegel the Bagel. We can talk about that as well. But before we take your calls at 855-400-7282 on the Savage Nation, I know you want to ask the most important question, which is, have I decided to go to the Super Bowl? I think it's quite ironic that I am a sports-deficient talker, and you know that. I am the least sports-oriented talk show host in America. You've got the others who love sports and those who fake that they love sports, but they're not going to the Super Bowl. Isn't it ironic that I, Michael Savage, a sports deficient talker, have two seats, actually three seats, at the Super Bowl and three hotel rooms, and I can't get a restaurant reservation? But does anyone know anyone in New Orleans with any contacts who can get me into a good restaurant? Because we booked it at the last minute. Also, does anybody know Fats Domino? Because I heard he likes my show years ago, because I opened with Blue Monday. I'd like to meet Fats Domino. I'd like to take him out for a mint julep if I'm in New Orleans and he cares to come meet me, because he's been one of my favorites ever since I'm a boy and, you know, listening to rock and roll. I want to ask you a question, though. I already asked five questions, but I want to ask you another question. I don't know if you're interested in any of this. Are you interested in this question of whether Rush supports Rubio on an amnesty for illegals? If you don't, we'll move on. Are you interested in the Super Bowl conversation from the least sports-oriented talker in American history? And yet I'm going. Figure that one out. I mean, I don't go to sports events. I engage in no sports whatsoever. I don't ski. I don't play tennis. I don't golf. I'm proud of it. I grew up as an inner-city kid. Now, there were kids in our crowd who did try to act like they were white, and they did take up these sports. But fundamentally, they're inner-city kids. They don't fit. They don't belong there. They're not English. They don't look right in those shorts. I don't care how good they are at it. They look comedic, you know. They just basically looks like a movie made in India to me when they play tennis or golf. But they don't see themselves that way. There were kids when I went to college who did take up skiing. I mean, I went to college in the late 1950s. And there were kids from my social strata or a little above it that did take up the ski thing. I only bought the ski pants in order to meet girls. And I went to the ski lodges in order to meet girls. What did I need to take up skiing for? Who had a waste of time on the slopes? I mean, you met them around the fire. You met the girls around the fireplace. That was the whole allure of skiing in my day. In other words, the object was to meet a beautiful woman around the fireplace. And you know what I'm saying? What was the point of? You weren't skiing for skiing's sake. Well, then it changed, of course, to skiing for skiing's sake. But I'm very sports phobic. It's not that I'm against the excellence of sports or that I don't appreciate the amazing body motion of sports figures. As you well know, I mean, my family has sponsored some sporting events, which I never talk about. And now you have people making believe they're interested in extreme fighting. I mean, we knew this 5 years ago. We're into this. Great guys. I love power. But the thing is this, and I have to make this admission to you. It's not that I'm not against sports. I'm not interested in watching other people engage in sports. It's sort of like watching, it's sort of like, how do I put this in a way that's family oriented? It's sort of voyeurism. Watching sports is voyeuristic. I mean, if you're into sports, play them. But what is the excitement about watching sports? It's sort of like watching, you know what I'm talking about, what I'm getting at. It's voyeurism. Play it or don't play it. Okay, it's people watch it. They watch it the way they watch other things from the sideline. And I will be there. It's unbelievable to me that those who love sports will not be there. And by the way, I have a question for you. Did Rush Limbaugh agree with Rubio to support amnesty for illegal aliens? And while you're thinking about that question, I'm the only one in the media about to pop something on your head. I'm definitely going to smack you over the head with this thing because no one has said it yet. Okay, they want to grant amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens. The government says 11 million, that means 30 million. They de-emphasize the debt by a third, and they always lie about everything by about a factor of 3x. So it's about 30 million illegals, especially when you add in the relatives that they'll be able to bring in through chain immigration. So, hey, libs, whatever happened to the liberal concern about overpopulation and sustainability of our resources? All you blowhard liars on the left that were talking about overpopulation and zero population growth and sustainability of our resources? How come you haven't said one word about illegal aliens, you lying frauds? You lying leftists, you sicken me. You stand for nothing. You're like Al Gore. You'd sell out for a buck to those who would drop an atomic bomb down your chimney. That's you and Al Gore. You're all about the same. But again, let's not get angry at each other because there's enough anger to go around. I'm going to ask that question again, then I'll get up to the Hagel and Bagel issue of the defense secretary. He's not qualified at any speed. In fact, I told you what I think is going to happen when it first came up. I'll say it again. I'll put myself out there. I believe Hagel will withdraw his himself as a candidate for defense secretary, which is just exactly what Obama wanted, because Obama wants to put someone in that's even worse than Hagel into the defense position. Hagel's a fall guy. He's going to withdraw. Then he's going to bring up someone that you never can believe from farther out in left field that you could ever imagine. And the Republicans will have to goose step saying yes. to show they're not bad guys. It will be some far-left woman, no doubt, who you never heard of, whose only goal is to eviscerate the U.S. military. Indiana John, you're the first up on the Savage Nation. What's the topic?
Hello, Mike. I'm a liberal from Indianapolis that loves you, would defend with my life your right to say what you say. I love listening to a person that is intelligent and educated, Rush Limbaugh and Andy. Both, neither of them can talk on any subject besides...
Well, I'm sorry, John, you're on a cell phone. Make your point because I can't hear you very well.
Okay, here's my point, Michael. Back when George Herbert Walker Bush was being challenged by Pat Buchanan,
All right, thanks for the call. My call screener shouldn't have taken it. Doug, do a better job, will you please? Or tell him to take the speakerphone button off his cell phone. I have one of those cell phones for sporting events. The cheapest. I use an old cell phone. It's embarrassing. I don't let anyone see it. And it's called a rugby. It's some kind of, it's a big laughable phone. Like you pull it out, people laugh at you. You're so out of date. Like, okay, you're so cool. Yeah, you can dash your finger around the iPhone, but you can't compose a sentence. You can't spell three words in a row. Great. Use your iPhone to say, going to toilet. WABC New York City, Matt, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Once again, what a pleasure to speak to you, Dr. Savage. To answer your question about Rush Limbaugh, did he agree with Rubio? He agreed with him before he didn't agree with him. So I had the pleasure of being in my car for the last 3 days, and I heard just about every talk show, and he did. He was...
Well, Rubio did the rounds on Monday. He went to Rush, he went to Hammer, and then he went to all of the others he could get on. I am proud to tell you, Rubio would never come on the Michael Savage show from the day he was first running for Senate in Florida. We tried to get him on the show because I was friendly to Alan West. I thought we would be able to get him on. They basically gave us the middle finger, and I knew right then and there who Rubio was. I knew he was another one of them, another rhino with a Latino last name.
Another neocon. Now,
I wouldn't say neocon. Not everything a neocon stood for was bad. And it's, I think, dignifying Rubio to call him a neocon. He's a Johnny-come-lately, is what he is. He's a Johnny-come-lately, and the Republicans are overemphasizing him simply because of his Hispanic heritage, which is a disaster. They should have someone who's more qualified than simply having a Hispanic heritage, as far as I can tell.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the call. And by the way, I will start giving out copies of my forthcoming novel, A Time for War, shortly. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House, at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey, let's talk about something important. Hey, let's talk about spark plugs and gas mileage. New research by the EPA and the Champion Spark Plug Company has proved that more than one-third of the gasoline you pay for never burns, never gets used inside your engine. In other words, more than a dollar out of every gallon that you buy gets thrown away. A five-year study by Federal Consumer Protection, an agency of the U.S. government, has confirmed that you can buy a low-cost automotive accessory which enables 22% more of each gallon to burn inside your engine, which will give you 22% more miles per gallon. The developer has been invited to General Motors Engine Research Department to discuss this gas-saving technology. Motor Trend and USA Today have written about it. Even ABC's 2020 has done a segment on it. How can you miss? For more information, call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. That phone number again, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427.
Yeah, it's about traffic. Eastbound 580, Hop Yard in Pleasanton. New crash. Looks like the two left lanes may be blocked. Three cars involved. CHP still on the way. Earlier problems, northbound 880 at Mission had a couple of different accidents. Everything is clear except for traffic. It is backed up from 101 to about Auto Mall Parkway. Heavy traffic out of San Francisco is still northbound 101 from 280 onto the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Southbound 880 at 92, a crash was blocking. Should be clear. Traffic slow from 238. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time to desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Right now is the perfect time to buy investment property. But do you know how to take advantage of this opportunity of a lifetime? Get tips from experienced real estate experts at the Real Wealth Investors Academy, February 9th in San Mateo. KSFO's Greg O'Donnell will be speaking about investor financing. You'll also learn how to buy real estate within your IRA and where to find the best deal. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK or go to realwealthevents.com.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Senator, it wasn't that long ago where your message was what this country was. It wasn't that long ago where your message was a winner, where your message defined this country, and I wish you all the best in reviving it. Country really does hinge on it, I think. So. Well.
All right, so let me ask you something. What does he mean by your message defined this country? Russia's talking to the Rhino Rubio, and Rubio, the Beavis and Butthead of the Republican Party, a man they just came out of nowhere suddenly, got a kid's voice. He needs about 10 years of seasoning to become a leader of any kind, and they're latching onto him because of the Hispanic vote. We all know that. It's realpolitik. He can't win anything, but. What does Rush Limbaugh mean when he says your message defined this country? Which message is he referring to? Does anyone know? And why did Rush spend 30, 40 minutes today saying he didn't come out for amnesty when you know he did? Or did he parse it like liberals do to let you figure out what he really meant and take it both ways? In other words, look, the Bush years were pretty embarrassing for conservatives in radio when we had to listen to water carriers. Whatever Bush said, they checked yes. I was sitting out there. I was the only opposition member of the conservative side, in radio, that is. And I kept saying, no, that's wrong. The Republicans are killing us. And I pointed out that Bush was a fiscal socialist. I said it over and over again. I was right about everything. Bush was overall a very good president, by the way, but he was a fiscal socialist, and he pandered to the left. I guess he thought he had to do that. And Limbaugh even admitted at the end of the regime, or the reign of Bush, the eight-year reign, that he was a water carrier for him. Do you remember that? He admitted it. He's doing it again. He's doing it again. And that's all I want to say about it. I'll take some calls on this, and then we're going to go to Hegel the Bagel. Because Hegel the Bagel got really exposed today. And the best job was done. McCain, I don't believe a word McCain says. He was so tough on Hegel. You know what? I'd like to see McCain answer the same questions. Mr. Buick there. The Buick salesman of the year of Mongolia. I thought McCain would be in Mongolia now with his wife running a Buick dealership. But he hung in there. You got to hand it to him. Listen to clip 13.
I'm quoting right now from Iran. People of the Middle East, the Muslim region, and the North Africa, people of these regions hate America from the bottom of their heart. It further said, Israel is a cancerous tumor in the heart of Islamic world. They further said, Iran's warriors are ready and willing to wipe Israel off the map. The question I'd like to ask you, and you can answer for the record if you'd like, is why do you think that the Iranian Foreign Ministry so strongly supports your nomination to be the Secretary of Defense?
I have a difficult enough time with American politics. Senator, I have no idea, but thank you. And I'll be glad to respond further for the record.
Okay, he's not qualified to be a defense secretary. He should retire immediately. He is saying at a hearing, I have a difficult enough time with American politics. I have no idea why the Iranians love me. That's not a professional answer. It's not an acceptable answer. He should withdraw his name immediately. Now, I think Hegel will withdraw after today. Everyone sees how unqualified he is, and he's really in the Islamist camp along with his boss. Hussein Obama's in the Islamist camp. How else do you explain sending F-16s and tanks to Egypt without a word from one Jewish member of the establishment? Not one word. Where is the Jewish establishment? Does it exist? I thought the Jewish lobby was powerful in America. Where is the powerful Jewish lobby? Not one word from any of the professional Jewish organizations about sending tanks and planes to Egypt. Where are they? They didn't come to my aid when I was banned in Britain. They're not coming to Israel's aid, so what do they exist for? Themselves!
Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Savage.
For years, I've presented my conservative perspective on current events and politics. Now I want to explain to you a conservative perspective on investing that even liberals may take a shine to. That's right, liberals and conservatives need to listen to my good friends at Swiss America. Today, let's discuss conserving and growing wealth in a changing economy. To conserve means to keep and guard, which is part of what gold does. It guards wealth from a higher cost of living, higher taxes, a weaker dollar, and lower home values. But gold also grows wealth, having doubled in value over the last 5 years. Take the first step now. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Ask for Swiss America's free rare opportunity kit, $30 value, free. That's 800-289-2646 or 800-VICOIN to discover the Swiss diversification strategy for safety and growth. Take it from Savage. Gold is a conservative buy. 1-800-BUYCOIN. You need a golden retirement plan today. 1-800-BUYCOIN.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The three teenagers accused of several recent home invasion robberies in San Jose made their first court appearance today, but did not enter pleas. They each face more than a dozen charges in connection with four robberies in 3 days. San Francisco Bay Estuary has been added to a list of protected wetlands under an international treaty meant to limit damaging developments along ecologically important waterways. The designation means the country is committed to not promoting projects that alter designated ecosystems. Taking a look at the roadways, eastbound 580, Hop Yard, have a crash, was in the two left lanes, traffic quickly backing up before Highway 680, have an accident westbound 92 at Clawwitter, looks like middle lane may be blocked there, some debris in the roadway, the crash off to the right side. San Jose, northbound 280, just north of 87, three-car accident, they're moving that off to the right side as well. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Best damn morning show, period.
What were we thinking?
extent you can game a talk show host.
Unbelievable.
Stupid idea, Brian.
You're just a big failure,
you know,
Brian.
And in terms
loser.
Of, you know, what an idiot.
Man, don't you wish you had a time machine?
Oh, my gosh.
Go back and fix that screw up.
Yeah.
Get him a shot of whiskey, Sherry.
Sherry, please pour one up. Yeah. Need to get back in the program here. And if we keep drinking like this, we'll be in a program.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO morning show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and you need to let your loved one know what you want for Valentine's Day, and you can start leaving hints now. Let your loved one know that you want the gift of gorgeous, revitalized, more healthy hair this year, and let them know that Ovation Cell Therapy is the only way to go. Ovation Cell Therapy has their special Valentine's Day gift set on sale right now, and it's the best way to turn your hair from dry, broken, brittled and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair in just the first few washes. All you need to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer. And remember, Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types, and if for some reason you're not completely satisfied, you will receive a full product refund. Again, it's ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
At Advance Auto Parts, we believe the Internet's not just for sharing pictures of your food in sepia tone. At AdvanceAutoParts.com, it's for finding the right part and getting it delivered straight to your door fast. And when you spend $75 or more, that delivery is completely free. Great deals on parts from the comfort of your couch. Post that to your Twipper list, friend. H. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Jerry Reynolds, the Car Pro.
I try to give you what I think is going to be the best resale value, but I also am basing my opinion on historical facts. And some cars actually hold their value very well, while others have historically horrible resale value. Now, when you go to buy a used car, you want something with lousy resale because you're going to save a bunch of money.
Ask your question this weekend on the Car Pro Show. Go to carprousa.com.
Listen to the Car Pro Show Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, what you are doing is admirable and noteworthy. You are recognizing reality. You're trumpeting it. You're shouting it. My concern is the president wants to change the reality. My concern is the president wants people to believe something that isn't true is, and that is that you guys are not being truthful of what you say, that you really don't want an improved life for Hispanics, that you really are still racist. He's not going to give that up. Look how far he's gotten with this.
All right, so it's very hard to know what he's saying. You got to admit he survived this long in radio because he's a very clever man. He's very intelligent, and he sounds just like a Republican politician, because I still don't know whether he supported amnesty for illegal aliens to this minute. I know many of you think he did, and that's why he was spending 40 minutes today saying he didn't. So I can let it go, and I will, but I'm telling you, this is not good. It seems to me that Fox News has caved in on the illegal alien thing. That happened a long time ago. They're soft on Islamists, that we know. And, you know, it's not too far behind the water carriers, that's all. Where do I stand on it? I know more about it, and I've been more in front of this than anyone in radio since 1994. No one can argue with me on that. I own the issue. Borders, language, and culture is the watchword of the Savage Nation. Has been since 94. I know Democrats who say I'm a borders, language, culture Democrat. I'm a savage Democrat because of your stand on borders, language, and culture, because they love the country. I've had it over. I have people say to me over and over again, and there's no one else in radio who could touch me on this. I've never changed my position on the illegal alien problem. And it's all economic at the end of the day. We can't afford the health care for the illegal aliens. We cannot afford the population bomb that they're going to bring into this country. You've got to be insane to say otherwise. You literally have to be a madman or a madwoman to not recognize that adding, I don't, you want to say 11 million? 11 to 30 million people to Obamacare rolls will bankrupt the country permanently and forever. And the population bomb will explode in the country because the birth rate amongst illegal aliens is far higher than that of the native population. You don't want to hear it? You well better hear it because you liars on the left, all you talked about was population, sustainability, you know, limit population. When it was largely white people, you wanted to limit population. It's racism that you espouse, you leftists. You hate yourself, which is why you project it onto the government. Anyway, I'm not going to get excited over it. You can get excited over it. We can also talk about Hegel the Bagel. We can talk about any of these topics. The Super Bowl. My nightmare is this. You got the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm from San Francisco, so theoretically I have to support them, even though I don't even know who they are. If you said to me, Savage, your life depends upon the following question. Your hands are tied behind your back. The blindfold is on. The mic is hot. Name one player on the San Francisco 49ers. I say you may as well pull the trigger. I wouldn't know. I do not know. I do not carry this around. Yet I see lunatics running around with flags on their cars already. Like the world is coming to an end. Whoa, the 49ers. I get personally on the field. My fear is that, well, I will sit there and cheer the 49ers, but what if they put me in the side of the stadium? I have no idea where I am with people with like Raven hats on or Raven costumes. You know you're going to get the schmucks wearing like black Raven hats. I don't know how I'm going to take it, frankly. It'll be like a nightmare, like being in a bad circus. It'll be like a bad acid trip, sitting around people with headgear or headdresses on, chomping hot dogs and swilling beer. It's like a nightmare. It's like the Roman arena. I'm a little intimidated by it before I even go. Yeah, they may spend $2,500 to $5,000 a ticket, but I think that they abandon all of their sensibilities the minute they get in there. I'm going. If anyone can get me a restaurant reservation for Saturday night, I'll give you a free copy of my new... Here's another nightmare. Because I did it a last-minute trip, right? There's not one restaurant seat available for my party of three. I'm going to wind up eating in Denny's. I'm going to go to one of the great food capitals of America, and I'm going to eat in Denny's. I'm going to have like a grilled cheese sandwich in the room. But no, I don't know what I'm going to eat there, and I'm a food person. I'd love to have one gumbo before I die. Crawfish pie, jambalaya on the bio. You know, once. It'll probably be full of butter and pepper. I'll have an outbreak. KSFO Susan, you're on the Savage Nation. You're on the Savage Nation, Susan. Go ahead, please.
I don't feel sorry for you. You just waited too long. I'll give you a for your San Francisco's player. Just say LaMichael James. They'll think you're brilliant.
No, I won't even say that. I won't. It's okay. I don't have to know a player. What if someone accosts me outside the stadium with a gun and says, are you for the 49ers or the Ravens? I don't know what to answer. What will I say? I'm on your side?
Yeah.
I would answer them in French.
A little nervous.
I would answer them in French and say, I don't know what you're saying. I'm from another country. What is it you're asking me? What's on your mind today, Susan?
What's on my mind is, what does it matter, Michael Savage, what Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Bill O'Reilly, Larry Elder, Glenn Beck. Why?
All right, you don't have to. Okay, please don't mention the entire team.
Talk,
what do you mean?
Them. You're supposed to be your own person, and I don't really appreciate, nor do I respect, you bringing up and calling them names: the golfer, the fat man, the.
I never called him a fat man. I called him Clarabel, and I did call him the golfer many times. But they're terms of endearment, Susan.
No, they're not, and you don't say it like that. You know that.
Susan, let me ask you something. You're defending them, which is good. That's a good thing that I've piqued your interest and your sensibilities, and that's a good thing. Can you explain to me why your heroes did not come to my aid when I was banned from entering Britain, and I'm the only one in the American media who's still not allowed to go there? No. Can you tell me why these great conservatives did not say one word in my defense? Can you explain that to me?
It's beneath you. You've been carrying this revenge way too far.
I asked you a question. How come these great heroes of yours, these phonies who wrap themselves in a conservative flag, because it's convenient to do so. How come not one of them stepped out of their jealousy and defended Michael Savage once?
I'm a phony conservative.
I asked you why they didn't come to my aid when I needed their aid. Explain it to me.
No idea. Why did you ask?
Well, you have no idea. The answer is because that's who they are. So what are you putting them on a pedestal for?
I'm not putting anybody on a pedestal.
Yes, you are. You're putting them on a pedestal. You're putting them on a pedestal, and that's a very dangerous thing to do. Very dangerous. Matt on WABC in New York, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I got a restaurant in New Orleans for you if you need a reservation.
How are you going to get me in? It's been sold. They're all sold out.
Don't worry about it. I got to connect. You want a reservation, I'll get a reservation. Giacomo's.
Of course I'd like a reservation, but you sure he'll bump someone for me in a party of three?
I wouldn't take my time out of my day to call you and get you a reservation. I'm going to be able to get you a reservation.
Matt, I can't, honest to God, are you serious? Because I owe you. If you can get me into that restaurant Saturday night, I'm going to send you 4 copies of my book to give out to your friends on Mulberry Street.
Well, no. That would get half my children a book to read because I got 8 children.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Matt, I can't speak to you directly, so Doug, you're going to take Matt's name and number. Matt, I'll email you whatever you want, and if you want to make the res, that would be super. Okay, stay on the line. Who knows if it's real? Now I'm afraid to go to the restaurant. What if it's Al Gore calling really through a factotum, and his friend owns that restaurant, and they put a little something in the food for me, some very sweet substance? Or they say, would you care for some polonium sushi to go with your gumbo, jumbo gumbo? I think I'd rather have a Denny's grilled cheese sandwich. I'm going to go to the Super Bowl. Eleanor on WMAL in Washington, D.C. You want to talk about my going to the Super Bowl? Go ahead, please.
You are the best describer of people and places that any of us can listen to. I think you should go there and take in all that you can see. The sidelines, the fans, the food.
Yeah, you know, I intend to be a human camera. My eye will be the camera because I know that it's going to be memorable, number one. I've already decided to incorporate some of the scenes of New Orleans, of the game, what I see in my third novel, which is being written as we speak, of the making of many books, There Is No End. I'm going to incorporate the scenes in a flashback for Jack Hatfield. Eleanor, have you read my first novel, Abuse of Power?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're going to read my second novel, which is coming out in exactly 3 weeks, and it's called A Time for War.
I knew.
Where I'm going to send it to you if you stay in the line. And I will come back Monday, God willing, and tell you. I'll observe, that's all. I know I'm going to get stuck in the Ravens' side. I just know it's going to happen. And I'll be looking around, and I'll see black-like, beak-like people with beak faces. And it'll be like a nightmare for me. I'll have to pretend I'm from Baltimore. I'll tell them I know Nancy Pelosi personally. And I love the Nancy Pelosi family in Baltimore. I always have admired their work. And, the Ravens. Go, Ravens, go. I mean, what if I get stuck in that section? No one knows what I look like. That's the beauty of being unknown. It's beautiful to be unknown in radio. I'm invisible. No one knows what I look like. Nobody knows it. I mean, local people occasionally because they know me from the dog. If I walk Teddy in a mall, outdoor mall, I go to an outdoor mall every day to see lib behavior, especially on Wednesdays when the poor people come to the farmer's market and you see the libs eating for free from stand to stand and buying nothing. They bring old grapes that they bought at Safeway 3 weeks before and they say, I want a refund. I bought these here and they were rotten and the poor Japanese guy gives them a refund. It's sickening. The Japanese guy, like, who raises nuts. He drives 2.5 hours to this farmer's market to sell his nuts in little bags. I mean, it's touching for me. I bought, like, unsalted almonds from him, big deal. And I asked him, how far do you come? And he spoke to me in broken English. There's lots of Japanese people who are incredible farmers, tree farmers, and particularly in California, going back many generations. The guy brings nuts in from his almond ranch and sells them in little packets. But the libs eat them for nothing. They sample, they nibble like ravens. The libs nibble like ravens, stand to stand, a piece of a mango, a nut, a little piece of a melon, a grape, a piece of a sushi they get from the Indian. Then they go to the Indian guy with the turban, they get a free piece of something from him. Before long, they're calling on the cell phone, boasting to the husband they ate lunch for nothing. It's terrible. They take advantage of the poor that way. It bothers me. It's the little things that tell you a lot about people. Isn't it true? So you want to talk about Hegel the Bagel. You want to talk about the game. You want to talk about the irony that I am going to the game. I'm not even the best of health right now. I don't even want to lay it on you. But it's going to happen as I get older. You know, I've got to tell you this. I shouldn't even say it. But, you know, you've lived with me for so long. I'm sort of like the father of radio in many ways. I am the eldest person in radio. It's shocking to think I've gotten here. I started late in life. You got to understand, I started in radio quite late in life, and I did very well. But at this stage, after 1994, whatever, it's 19 years in radio, my God, it's hard to believe. Things are happening to my body that I don't understand. I don't want to understand them. I mean, thank God, I've never had, you know, any major serious thing or no surgery. I'm not on any medication. It's really amazing, isn't it? Amazing. It's a product of terrible genes, a lot of alcohol, and tremendous amounts of mega doses of vitamins and the proper diet. And the worst genetic possibility, I drew the worst genetic cards possible. All the males died at 49, 47, 53. Unbelievable. So each day is a miracle for me and Teddy. Hi, Ted. Nevertheless, like, I'm going to the game, and I can't walk. I'm having trouble walking. And I think I know what happened. I'm working on a new theory. I have muscular fatigue in my legs and in other parts of my body that I've had only once before in my life. It's when I took Lipitor. I took it for 3 days and threw it down the toilet bowl. And then, of course, I did the research and found out that it challenges the liver. And in most people, it causes muscle aches and muscle fatigue. I just stopped taking it. I couldn't live with it. Same exact feelings in my legs. So I can't walk around a lot. But I think I know what triggered it. I think I figured it out. I'll be right back to tell you.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, let's talk about something important. Hey, let's talk about spark plugs and gas mileage. New research by the EPA and the Champion Spark Plug Company has proved that more than one-third of the gasoline you pay for never burns, never gets used inside your engine. In other words, more than a dollar out of every gallon that you buy gets thrown away. A 5-year study by Federal Consumer Protection, an agency of the U.S. government, has confirmed that you can buy a low-cost automotive accessory which enables 22% more of each gallon to burn inside your engine, which will give you 22% more miles per gallon. The developer has been invited to General Motors Engine Research Department to discuss this gas-saving technology. Motor Trend and USA Today have written about it. Even ABC's 2020 has done a segment on it. How can you miss? For more information, call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. That phone number again, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Really? Yeah. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Yes, a vote. Traffic, Marin County, southbound 101 as you come out of the Waldo Tunnel. 3-car crash. Left lane is blocked. CHP on the way. South San Jose, southbound 101 Capitol Expressway. It looks like we've got a crash blocking the left lane there as well. Might be on the on-ramp. Slow traffic in the South Bay, still northbound 880 from 101 as you head up towards Auto Mall Parkway. Northbound 680, still slow Jacklin over the Sunol Grade to Andrade. I'm Dave Hoch, Cop Talk 560 KSFO.
Big screen TVs on the brain? Hurry into Sears before the game for huge savings on top TV brands like Samsung, Sony, Panasonic, Sharp, and LG. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Find out more at sears.com/football.
Are you kicking off a new diet and exercise regime? Don't start your workout on a filthy carpet. Give it a Zero-Res workout. Zero-Res removes the unwanted pounds of dirt and grime in your carpet. Zero-Res energizes your carpets with empowered water. It doesn't weigh your carpet down with soap or shampoo. Their alkaline-empowered water is completely green. It's safe for children, pets, and great for allergy sufferers. Your carpet will smell fresh, look bright, and the amazing results will motivate you to get as healthy as your carpets. The trained technicians at Zero Res are prompt, polite, and professional. From corner guards to shoe booties, Zero Res technicians perform above your expectations. Call Zero Res today for their $99 special at 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739. Spelled backward or forward, Zero Res spells the same. You can book online at ZeroBayArea.com.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms. Preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
It's Valentine at SweetJack.com. Right now, save $30 on a beautiful 24-stem red rose bouquet from the Ultimate Rose. But unlike love, this rosy deal won't last long. Order today at SweetJack.com.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, Mike, we'll get you that gumbo, but this favor we want when you're back in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Oh, so I'm going to finish up the health thing. As you well know, I'm a healthophobe. I'm afraid of health, which is why I talk about it all the time. So I told you I have muscle fatigue, muscle pain, right? I'm normally in very good health, and I bicycle every day a couple of miles. I don't overdo it. I'm not like a, you know, triathlete. But every day the bike, down to town and back. I use the old theory of Mr. Kellogg, who lived to 90-something, who said that people don't understand that bicycling is about balance as much as anything else. People assume it's all about exhausting yourself till you're like, you know, breaking your bones. It's a combination of a little muscular exercise, cardio, but it's also about balancing your, you know, your whole system with the wheels. And so he'd bicycle to town every day, and I never forgot that, and that's what I do. So where did I get the muscle fatigue from and the muscle aches? I know you'd rather talk about Hegel and Rush and the illegals and eating in the New Orleans in the Super Bowl, and I will. I'll get to it. I got a yen about 10 days ago, a bug, to take chlorella, which, as you may know, comes from seaweed grown on the coral reef island in Japan. I should have known right off the bat, since the waters of Japan are so polluted to begin with, that I would be, you know, poisoning myself. Now, people swear by this stuff. And I must admit that I've never taken it. I heard about it years ago, and I tend to avoid oddball herbal stuff that I don't know anything about. I never used it. I figured, all right, I would get it. I don't know why. I would get energy, cleansing, whatever. And I bought it. It says take 10 little pills a day. So I started gobbling them. And shortly thereafter, I got the muscle fatigue. So lo and behold, I stopped taking it last night. I'm not any better. It's going to take, if my theory is correct, it'll take 3 days or more. What do I learn in my research after the fact? You're never going to believe it. Chlorella pushes uric acid levels, which produce gout-like reactions. So I said, there we go. The same thing as niacin. I can't take niacin for the same reason. Niacin's wonderful, wonder drug for reducing cholesterol and rebalancing your lipids. I can't use it. I've known about it since I met the man who discovered it in the 19... Well, he discovered it in the 50s, one of the greats. I met him many years later. I can't use niacin. I can't use anything. So I have the most upside-down lipid panel in the world. Every time it comes back from the lab, I almost have an ambulance. They think they have to send me an ambulance. But you got to understand that the whole lipid thing is basically just a theory. It's not proven fact, incidentally. You got to understand that. It's statistical that you might get a heart attack if you have, right? But there's no proof. You could have perfect lipids and drop dead of a heart attack. I told you when I was in grad school, I had a professor. They were all medical doctors. He said, look, Michael, I don't know how many times I've performed an autopsy on people who had perfectly clear arteries who were dead of heart attacks. So that, I mean, that's worrisome. So you go on, that's all. You pray to God every day, like six times a day. You say, God, give me the strength. Thank you very much for everything. And so I took the chlorella, and I found that not only does it pump uric acid levels, which would explain the gout-like reaction, the inflammation, right? But some of the chlorella may have high levels of mercury in them because they're grown in waters that are polluted. After all, it's like seafood. Is only as good as the water that the seafood swims in, correct? So it could be that I got a little mercury poisoning, and to go with it, a little uric acid. So I'm trying to cleanse my body by getting rid of the cleansing agent. I'm cleansing from the cleanser. I feel like killing. If this turns out to be it, boy, then I'm not going to hear the end of it. It's 2 weeks in a row now. First the pizza poisoning. Pizza poisoning, that was 2 weeks ago. I never eat this stuff. Now this. I'm making mistakes, that's all. I'm starting to become a little... I'm making errors in food choices. I should stick to what I know best. Copious amounts of alcohol after the show every night, along with a certain kind of savage diet, and mega doses of vitamin C, vitamin E, and some other nutrients. I don't want to go into it right now because I'm not selling you on any of that. One day I'll put out a savage pill. The ultimate, one single pill which has everything in it, except the vitamin C, which will have to be separate in powder. It'll be my special powder, Savage Powder. And I'll definitely save the world from a lot of, I'll definitely lower the cost of Obamacare. See, if Obama really wanted to reach across the aisle, he'd say, you know, I hate that Savage because he knows what I'm doing. He knows he's on to me. He's got my number. But God, that guy has good ideas on nutrition. He could probably save us trillions of dollars over 10 years in health costs. I could. Of course I could. But they don't really want to save on health costs. How could they make the grift kicking up to the top unless they engorge you like $75,000 for a knee operation? That should be $300. Mexico, you get a new knee for $300.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
How are you? How are you? How are you? Michael Savage here, playing my koto instrument for you on the air. No, that's the truth. There's no point in any of it anymore. We know that what we have in the White House is not working. Everyone knows that. Even the Democrats are shocked. We know that we have on the other side of the aisle is not stopping him. That we know. So people have given up listening. They know they figure what's going to be is going to be. I saw an article today. Where is this article? I meant to start with it. I forgot, with Rubio and Schmubio and his Rush pandering. It was about the fact that people are afraid of the government. And for the first time in modern American history, more people are afraid of the federal government than ever, which I told you that, and we all know that. People fear this guy. They fear him. Even Democrats fear this guy. They don't know what he's going to do next. And he likes that. He likes being a power-mad lunatic. And it was a mainstream organization. I didn't get it back from the guys. I found it today. They're afraid of it. I can't find the article, but it was a poll, whatever. And it said most Americans for the first time fear the federal government. I can ask you if you do, because I know you do. And, of course, it's largely, it's not confined only to Republicans, although it is skewed largely amongst Republican males who fear this guy and his henchmen. The people around them are like Madame Defarge and company. They know who he is. They know exactly who he is. So I don't have to spell it out for you. That's what we're living through. But we're not going to talk about that because it's pointless. That's why a lot of people have given up on talk radio. See, this is the thing that I'm trying to tell you. the audience for talk radio has diminished greatly. I mean, I'm the only one who will admit it, because I don't live and die by ratings. Of course, I'm ratings dependent, but you have to understand something. If I lived only for ratings, I would have been out of radio a long time ago, because I do things that no one else dares do. All right, first of all, I'd be bored. I probably would have quit. Whatever. I have to go with my own flow, and I have to follow my own instincts in radio. Talk radio has collapsed. Everybody knows that, and the only way to confront the problem is to talk about it. One of the major problems with conservative talk radio is that they predicted Obama would win in a landslide. They lost all their credibility they predicted that Obama would lose. He won. They lost their credibility. People said, that's enough. I'm not listening to Clarabelle and company anymore. They misled us. It was like the Pied Piper. They don't want it anymore. So if there's no credibility in radio, I'll tell you right now, if there's no credibility in your sphere of influence, you're going to lose your audience. I don't care whether you're a journalist or a talk show host. It's about credibility, 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 credibility. Now, you couple that with water carriers for either party. We know, for example, that Chris Matthews has been a lifetime, you know, ludicrously lifetime Democrat. It's laughable. We know that every stooge on MSNBC is there only because they support General Electric, which pays no taxes, and the reason they have these clowns on is to keep you thinking that they're really for social justice. It's all nonsense. They're there only to make sure that they don't riot outside the GE building or outside Jeffrey Immelt's condominium, or co-op, rather. So that's why they're on. So they have no credibility. CNN is in free fall, so they hire Schmuckerberg from NBC now. He's going to really save it. A lifetime red diaper dopa baby is going to save CNN, you hear? They brought in the savior, so people don't know where to turn in the media. So if they hear an independent voice like me, they say, okay, I'll give this guy a chance. Plus, you don't know what I'm going to do from minute to minute, because in order to keep myself entertained, I have to change rapidly. I have to change on the dime, you know what I'm saying? And so therefore, today we are talking about various and sundry topics, ranging from why my muscle fatigue came out of nowhere and how I am hobbling around and not walking well. The inflammation in my muscles is bothering me. I'm blaming it on chlorella at the moment. That's my theory. I've discontinued it. But I have found another culprit that I want to share with you. And then we'll go back to politics. Okay? I took a yen for taro chips about 10 days ago. It just dawned on me. I went to grab them during the break in the radio studio. I said, schmuck, to myself. You lived in the South Pacific Islands. You worked with the Fijians. You ate taro for years. And don't you remember that taro had to be boiled twice? Your Fijian friends taught this to you when they would pull the root up. Strong as iron, these guys. I always loved taro. But to prepare it properly, you had to boil it in a pot of water, then throw the water out and boil it again, throw the water out. Why? Because taro root contains a lot of microcrystallines, which are poisonous. They're like little pieces of glass. So I'm wondering now, is this bag of taro chips, did they prepare the taro properly? Or do these people not even understand you have to boil the water twice? Or are they just selling people stuff with like glass and the equivalent of glass chips in it? It's possible. You take your life in your hands with everything. No wonder I wind up back in the Italian restaurants with, give me the comfort food. Either I'm eating fish or I'm having, you know, a meatball or whatever. I'm going to stop with the experimentation. I'm too late. You can't change at a certain point. Leave it alone. You've done very well. Just stop already experimenting. Stop with the cockamamie experiments. I've been experimenting with food all my life, to tell you the truth. Then we're talking about the other subject, Hegel the Bagel. I predicted that he would withdraw his name because he was exposed today as an Iranian candidate. Not a Manchurian candidate, but an Iranian candidate. There's no question the guy's either a sleeper or... I mean, I've watched Homeland too many times to believe that the whole Obama administration is not like Claire Danes. Look, I'm like Claire Danes looking in on the Obama administration. It looks like everybody there is like was brainwashed and running against the country. Every time you wake up, wait a minute, let's see, he's sending F-16s and 400 Abrams tanks to America's worst enemy in the Middle East, the Islamist nightmare of Egypt, where Hitler says Jews are descendants of pigs and another animal. Yeah, Morsi's friend said that. But they're still sending the tanks and the planes. But we're not supposed to put two and two together. Oh, no. No, 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 don't put two and two together. Be like the ADL and only attack Americans. Don't attack anybody in power who may be actually out to shaft Israel. Be like them. Be like Marvin Hayer of the another Jewish organization. Not one word. He's analyzing which way the wind blows, whether it'll cut the flow, you know, cut the dollar flow. Play me some music, Hawaiian music. I'm in the mood for Hawaiian music. How are ya? On the Savage Nation. Any one of them. Harbor Lights, Akaka Falls, Pearly Shells, Hawaiian Chant. Do I have to beg for music? That's all. How hard was that? That's it. Play it. Louder. Come on. Get me in the mood. I used to love Hawaii until I found out the president came from there and never went back. No, that's not. I don't go. I lived there for years. Oh, yeah. I knew the whole commie front groups. I knew the commie front groups in Hawaii. They never had it so good.
Yeah, all power to the people. Bring it all down, man.
They're rolling like pigs in mud with money now flowing in.
Bring it all down. Power to the people. Right on, brother. If it feels good, do it in the row, yeah.
They're running the whole government there, sacking the treasury.
Bring it all down, man. Power to the people, yeah. Akaka Falls, yeah, I'm for you, brother. Yeah, bro, I'm with you.
They used the pro-Hawaiians, the demagogues there, to rise to the top of the heap. Then they gave us a president. It's ironic, by the way, that as a sports-deficient talker, I'm going to the Super Bowl. And I heard Wolbanger musing about sports today. I shouldn't listen to any of them. You know, I was reminded today that I made a pledge years ago in radio where I never listened to any other show. And I didn't for years. I would religiously never listen to another talk show because I discovered something, which is that if you listen to another show, you subliminally pick up some of their shtick, which is why they all sound like Rush. Why they repeat what he does in the morning. If they can't do a show without him. If they don't listen to him, he's an original. He is an original. It's true he's a Republican water carrier by and large, but he's an original in talk radio, and they copy him right down the line, the whole day. But whatever he says, the talking points are followed. Remember we used to accuse the Democrats of the talking points on Air America? It's no different. And they look, let's level with each other. Since I'm talking here and I have to level with you, we keep hearing about elites, and they're the elites, and the Democrats are the elites, and oh, the elites, and we're not elite. They're making millions of dollars a year. 5, 10, 15, 25, 30 million a year. And they're telling you that they're a truck driver, Eddie, from Topeka. You supposed to believe that? Are you crazy? They're the same exact in crowd as the Democrats, only on the other side. It's the same exact thing. They're all part of the same circle. I'm the only one who's an independent in the top of the radio sphere. I exist on my own. In my own bubble. Ask anyone who knows me. That's the way it is. The rest is like a beltway thing. It's like there used to be on television a show where Democrats and Republicans would argue on TV, and then at the end of the show when the lights went off, they get into Pat Buchanan. They get in the navigator together and go out to dinner after arguing on television. Same thing. So it's good to be independent, sit here with a dog, talk about chlorella, tarot chips, guitars, Hegel the bagel. I can't get a reservation. I'm as famous. I can't get a reservation in New Orleans. Well, I didn't put out my name. No one. If I knew anyone there, first of all, I don't even have an affiliate in New Orleans. That's to begin with. It's a tough radio market. I don't think there are like any talk stations in New Orleans. I don't even know if they talk there. What language do they talk in New Orleans? Is there a language? They talk like a weird, like Cajun thing, like Tommy Lee Jones language. Every time I see like a movie with a bio, I love regional accents. There are none left. I'm the only one in America in the media who has a regional accent. Everyone else either dropped it or never had it to begin with. They have to go to a voice coach to sound like me. I never forget when I first moved to San Francisco, I ran into some Irish people in some bars. They said, you sound like you're from here. I said, because real San Franciscans from the Avenue sounded like New Yorkers. They did till they got, you know, boiled down, till the microcrystallines got boiled out of the Irish in San Francisco. And they started to sound like everyone else from Cleveland who moved out here and got, you know, green hair. But it's a strange phenomenon that New Orleans accents are very similar to mine as well. Would you believe that? The same thing. They have a weird broguish thing. That Cajun thing is a little freaky, you know, with the bayou and the swamp, the alligators, the airboats, the toothless thing, the There's like a deliverance. I'm not going to wander away from the madness. Because I'm afraid I'll like walk into a deliverance bar. One wrong turn will be like deliverance, but like no teeth. Beer bottles come broken off the bar. I mean, I'm not going to. I'll wind up sitting in the hotel observing. I'm having fun. I'm just having fun right now. You think I really want to eat my heart out right now on national radio over Hegel a bagel? Or did Rush really come out for amnesty with Rubio? What's the difference what he did? We know what side he's on. He means well, but he got caught in a little vice there. He's like twisting in the wind now. And that's not a good thing. He's done some good work, but, you know, things change. Everyone's rushed. Oh, the Obama won. Now we all have to start speaking Spanish. Why do we have to start speaking Spanish? Well, what do you mean they won? What'd they win? There was no mandate for Obama. What was the mandate? He got enough illegal aliens to vote and tricked votes and counted in Spain. That's a mandate? It's a mandate for impeachment as far as I'm concerned. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, you can learn a lot about people by the company they keep, and this is especially true in the financial realm. Here's a couple of questions to ask yourself when you choose a gold broker. First, do they listen, educate, and serve, or just motor-mouth you into buying? Swiss America brokers believe in serving we lead. Second, ask yourself, is the broker experienced? Have they been through both bull and bear markets? Swiss America for 30 years has successfully helped clients navigate the ups and downs in gold. And third, do they fully inform you of the risks and rewards of owning gold? As a long-standing client of Swiss America myself, I can answer yes to all three questions. When my head hits the pillow, I have peace of mind knowing that with Swiss America Gold, I'm covered. And I want the same for you. Call a knowledgeable and experienced Swiss America broker at 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. They are the gold standard and very good company to keep, like me, Michael Savage. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com and you get a free consultation and gold buyer's guide. Swiss America, the gold standard.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Way ventilation unit. Way ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Way ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
You know, one of the worst feelings is when you get up in the morning, turn your shower faucet on full blast in the home you may have owned for a long time, you hear some funny noises in the wall, maybe see some rusty water, then the water comes out about half the rate it should. If somebody flushes the toilet or turns on the washing machine while you're in that shower, you get scalded. Brian Sussman here. This low water pressure situation is likely due to old galvanized pipes that need to be replaced. Here's the good news. Plumbing Tech and Repipe Incorporated can fix this problem. Plumbing Tech and Repipe, locally owned, full-service plumbing company. They are copper plumbing specialists, and they can repipe your entire home in just a few short days. all the work 100% guaranteed, and their rates are extremely competitive. They service residential and commercial properties throughout the entire Bay Area. Mention KSFO and receive 20% off the entire project. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682. Or online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
MacWorld iWorld, the ultimate fan fest for Apple product lovers. It's all happening at San Francisco's Moscone Center West, January 31st through February 2nd. It's all hands-on tech as you explore hundreds of new apps and products and hear expert talks geared to every skill level. Experience what's new, what's best, and how to make the most out of the Apple products you love. 25,000 fans plus you at the ultimate iFan event. The greatest place on earth for Apple gear lovers, 250 exhibitors, hundreds of new products and apps, dynamic showcases of iOS and OS X products. It's all happening at MacWorld iWorld, January 31st through February 2nd at Moscone Center. It's the biggest iParty of the year, and you're invited. Register now, MacWorldiWorld.com. That's January 31st through February 2nd at Moscone Center. MacWorldiWorld.com. MacWorldiWorld.com for your pass to the ultimate iFan event.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
My thrill.
I'd love to buy him a beer, scotch, whatever, water. Lives down there. I'd love to just see the guy. I finally framed the picture of me and Romney eating in a North Beach restaurant. I had three made up with frames. It's going into the archive. Nice looking guy. Looks great. Great suit. Not an empty suit, but a great suit. Where did Romney go? Where did he go? Sad. I mean, he disappeared. You'd think a man who was almost president in a sane nation, he'd have a voice. They'd go to him once in a while after the president spoke for inauguration. They'd go to the man who ran against him. Nothing. What is he, in Samoa on a missionary thing? Where did he go? I don't know where he is. Oh, what sadness. The wife must really be. She thought she'd be first lady already. Again, with the pocketbook, that was another. Very bad. He carry, does the laundry. That really helped his campaign a lot. Oh, yes, Mitt is a regular guy, does my laundry. Oh, that really added another 10 million votes right there. Every woman in America wanted a pocketbook carrier and a launderer in the house. They want a man in a country to run the country. Front page, Old York Times, Israeli airstrike in Syria targets convoy, U.S. says. Link to Hezbollah scene. Cash reported on way to Lebanon, denial by Damascus. So the Israelis are launching, huh? Pre-dawn strike was the first time in more than 5 years that Israel's Air Force had attacked a target in Syria. Now, what's interesting coming out of Syria is this, is that the Islamist opposition, who's trying to overthrow Assad, they're suddenly saying they're willing to talk with the government because they're losing. What you don't know is they're losing. After all this horror, this civil war, the government is starting to beat back the Islamists. They're ready, so they want to talk to them. This is a terrible situation. There are no winners here. And there's no winners. You can't come out on either side here and be right or wrong. It was horrible before the revolution. It's going to be more horrible after the revolution, one way or the other, whether he stays in power or he leaves. And it's bad for America. Speaking of that, here's some someone sent me Jewish jokes. I'll throw it out for the Jewish haiku. Beyond valium, peace is knowing one's child is an internist. Yeah, not bad. I'm going to read some of them. They're corny, but some of them are funny. Nah. Her lips near my ear, Aunt Sadie whispers the name of her friend's disease. Old. Let's see. One more I'll try. Testing the warm milk on her wrist, she sighs softly, but her son is 40. Now, I don't think this generation understands these jokes. None of it was funny when I was young. The same kimono. No, that's not funny. I won't even read it. Mom, please, there is no need to put that dinner roll in your pocketbook. Okay, that could still be going on in Boca. Sorry I'm not home to take your call. At the tone, please state your bad news. Funny. Is one Nobel Prize so much to ask from a child after all I've done? Not bad. Some of it I don't understand. Quietly murmured at Saturday synagogue services. Phillies 5, Red Sox 3, boring, bad, old, out of date.
A lovely nose ring, darling. Excuse me while I put my head in the oven. I don't know. I think the mothers today would probably wear a nose ring. Why'd they put the head in the oven? There are no traditional, like, Yetta Goldberg mothers who would say they put the head in the oven. They walk around looking like a harlot themselves to keep up with the daughters. Have you seen them in the mall? Hard to tell under the lights, white yarmulke or male pattern baldness. Not funny. Jewish Buddhism. If there is no self, whose arthritis is this? Almost funny. Be here now. Be someplace else later. Is that so complicated? Not funny. Remember those things from the, like, Krishnamurti and Alan Watts? I think I'm going to play some of that on the show. We're going to get that for tomorrow.
Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Talk 560 KSFO. Officials at San Quentin are investigating the death of a death row inmate. The 61-year-old convicted murderer and rapist was found unresponsive in his cell this morning. San Pablo police have arrested a man they say shot and killed his former girlfriend's lover a few days before Christmas. Police say that the suspect ambushed the couple as they drove in the 1700 block of Rumrill Boulevard on December 21st. The owner of a Sunnyvale consignment car dealership has been arrested on charges of grand theft. The dealership closed late last year, leaving numerous consignment customers unpaid and their vehicles missing. Taking a look at the roadways, new crash, Milpitas, northbound 880 Dixon Landing Road. Two cars, second lane from the left is blocked. Traffic just starting to back up behind it. Southbound 280 at Moore Park in San Jose, crash. That one's off to the right shoulder. Still slow out of San Francisco, northbound 101, 280 onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
What were we thinking?
Instead, you became a talk show host.
Unbelievable.
Stupid idea, Brian.
You're just a big failure,
you know,
Brian.
In terms
loser.
Of, you know, what an idiot.
Man, don't you wish you had a time machine?
Oh, my gosh.
Go back and fix that screw up.
Yeah.
Get him a shot of whiskey, Sherry.
Sherry, please pull one up. Need to get back in the program here. And if we keep drinking like this, we'll be in a program.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offering Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offering Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560.
Okay, so I will be at the Super Bowl. Now, my worst nightmare is that I get sat in the Ravens section and people look like birds of prey with black, you know, masks on. And then they are sniffling and sneezing. Can you imagine this if I get that, the stomach bug norovirus from a Ravens fan? What if they offer me like a drink if the Ravens start to get like score something? And, yay, Ravens! And they offer me like have some of my popcorn. Yeah, stick your hand in there. Runny nose. I don't know. Double cheek kiss. Air kissing is safer. Whatever. So one more of the bad Jewish jokes the guy sent to me. The Tao does not speak. The Tao does not blame. The Tao does not take sides. The Tao has no expectations. The Tao demands nothing of others. The Tao is not Jewish. It's fun. Breathe in, breathe out. Forget this and attaining enlightenment will be the least of your problems. I don't even understand it. Deep inside you are 10,000 flowers. Each flower blossoms 10,000 times. Each blossom has 10,000 petals. You might want to see a specialist. That's somewhat funny. I don't know. It's like you're getting a can. Be aware of your body. Be aware of your perceptions. Keep in mind that not every physical sensation is a symptom of a terminal illness. The Torah says, love your neighbor as yourself. The Buddha says, there is no self. So maybe we're off the hook. I don't get it. And some of them are corny. That's all. But they're funny. You know, ethnic jokes are funny, particularly this kind, because they're benign in this hyper-political world. It's like political flu wherever you go. Whatever you say, it's like you have a sneeze. You just sneeze and people are afraid of you. So it's a release, a comic relief. Unbelievable, these pictures of coming out of Syria. You know, they want to talk all of a sudden to government troops. They must be losing. Oh, boy. And Israel striking Syria, fearing that they were bringing chemical weapons into Lebanon, to Hezbollah. How much worse can it get than this? You don't know what you're going to wake up to tomorrow in America with the security services that we have in this country. I mean, thank God they've kept us from an attack for years now. You have to give them credit where credit. We're all living in an armed camp. We're living in a police state. We've turned over all of our freedom to the government, so we have no security. In other words, remember what Benjamin Franklin said, right? It's exactly that parable. We've given up our freedom for some security, and now we have no freedom, or very little freedom. Oh, yeah, we have freedom to go to a ball game and freedom to buy a red shirt or a blue shirt, freedom to dye our hair green or pink, freedom to say what they were, metrosexual, bisexual, homosexual, or heterosexual, freedom to buy Manolo shoes. But what freedom do we really have when the fundamental freedoms, the real freedoms, the inner freedoms, seem to have been stolen from us ever since the Patriot Act was put in place and magnified, by the way, under Obama, not a peep out of the left. When Bush put in the Patriot Act, all they said, oh, it's criminal, unconstitutional. But now that Obama has the Patriot Act in spades, right, magnified 1,000 times, they don't say a word about it. So if you want to talk about Hegel the Bagel, you want to talk about McCain, even gave him a roasting. But, you know, McCain tried to look tough all of a sudden. I mean, McCain couldn't have taken these questions. I think that Hegel is not qualified to be defense secretary, not so much for his anti-Israel feelings. They're quite common in Washington, incidentally. I think the fact that he's soft on Iran should worry all of us. I think that Iranian, the Secretary of Defense of Iran, supports Hagel's nomination. That ought to tell you something. And then, of course, McCain tried to put him on the spot with the surge. I don't even want to go into the surge thing. You know what's a good one? 16. Play 16. It's Hagel versus McCain. Just 16.
Well, I'm not going to give you a yes or no answer
well,
on a lot of things.
Well, show that
today.
You refuse to answer that question. Now, please go ahead.
Well, if you would like me to explain why...
I would like an answer. Yes or no?
Well, I'm not going to give you a yes or no. I think it's far more complicated than that. As I've already said, my answer is I'll defer that judgment to history.
See, Hagel got the better of McCain in that interchange. McCain was trying to act like the jury and the hangman with his yes or no. And McCain is really not even that kind of guy, so he lost. What's worrisome, though, is Inhofe. Inhofe's far more intelligent than people give him credit for. And I got to play it for you again. Why does Iran support you? And Hagel's answer should disqualify him from the position of Secretary of Defense. Just play 13 again.
I'm quoting right now from Iran. People of the Middle East, the Muslim region, and the North Africa, people of these regions hate America from the bottom of their heart. They further said, Israel is a cancerous tumor in the heart of Islamic world. They further said, Iran's warriors are ready and willing to wipe Israel off the map. The question I'd like to ask you, and you can answer for the record if you'd like, is why do you think that the Iranian Foreign Ministry so strongly supports your nomination to be the Secretary of Defense?
I have a difficult enough time with American politics, Senator. I have no idea, but thank you. And I'll be glad to respond further for the record.
Now, can you imagine a worse answer than that? That's the worst possible answer from Obama's nominee, Hagel, to run the Defense Department. He has no idea why the Iranian Foreign Ministry supports him. That is a terrible, terrible thing for us to behold, that this man would be running the military in this country. But it's not him anyway. It's Valerie Jarrett and Obama and his mother-in-law who are running. I mean, Hagel's just he's a factotum. All presidents pick people who reflect their views. We think that they're supposed to be, you know what I love? The media saying, oh, Republicans really were unfair to Hagel and they really were mean to him. They forgot about advice and consent. They forgot what hearings are supposed to be. You're supposed to grill the candidate, moron. What do you mean? They gave him a hard time. What do we live in, a Soviet Union of the 1950s where they just put rubber stamp someone in? What has happened to the liberals in this country that they want the opposition to say nothing? Just dummy up and then whatever. What country do you think you're living in, you schmucks? They've lost all credibility, the liberals. They have no. The liberal establishment has lost all credibility whatsoever in this country. Of course Hagel's unqualified. He showed himself to be a bumbling, at the worst a bumbler, but there's something more sinister involved here. He is not the Manchurian candidate. He is the Iranian candidate in that regard. It doesn't mean he's actually put here by the Iranian Secret Service, but he seems to be quite sympathetic towards their viewpoint. Well, let's get off politics because I realize that the attention span of America has diminished over the last several months. We're told in radio that people don't listen more than 4 minutes now. I used to have the longest TSL in talk radio history. People would listen an hour and a half, 90 minutes they'd listen. It's supposed to be 4 minutes now they listen. You have to change every 4 minutes like a broken record. So I'll switch now from Hagel because apparently there's a lot of Obama voters who just accidentally stumbled on Michael Savage. They get nervous if you talk politics too long and it doesn't sound like you love Obama. So I read an article today, here's where Americans spend their money. And it says, last year Americans spent $10.7 trillion shopping. This was amazing. They broke it down, what $10.7 trillion actually is. And they say, with that much money, you could buy over 2,000 aircraft carriers, 300 private islands, still have money left over for a latte. So this is from which article? A Business Insider. Listen to this. How Americans' money is spent. Beer. $96 billion is spent on beer. Can you believe it's number one on beer? Pretzels, $550 million. I haven't had a pretzel in 30 years. The pieces of salt that big? I'd have a stroke. Bottled water, $11 billion. I drink bottled water. I mix it with tap. I have a tap now and again. Then I tap away over to the fridge and get a bottle. Then I worry about the aquifer being depleted in Fiji. How do they get away with that? How does Fiji water, get away with depleting the aquifer of the Fiji Islands. Kind of bothers me. I was there in 68, 69, you know, plant collector, you know, anthropologist. The guy comes along and he figures out to just suck the water out of the island and put it in the bottle. And the islands are, where's the water supposed to replenish from? Okay. Bottled water, $11 billion. Next. Over-the-counter teeth whiteners, $1.4 billion. I never in my life would think. Would you believe this, these numbers? Coffee, $11 billion. A year is spent on coffee. Yeah, it's an obsession. Amazing people with coffee cups. Like life itself. Sinus treatments, $5.8 billion. I didn't know where other people had sinus troubles. I thought I was the only one. Sinus treatments are that big? It's a big thing. Everyone has sinusitis. Pet Halloween costumes, $310 million. Come on. The pet industry hauls in a total of $50 billion a year for the pet industry. Obama should outlaw pets. Then he could spend that in about 3 minutes, like the tax on the rich, when it was gone in a minute with the Sandy, Hurricane Sandy. Here's where Americans spend their money. Easter, $16.8 billion. Really? On a colored egg? Romance novels, $10 billion. What? I don't write romance novels. I write political thrillers like Abuse of Power was a bestseller. Now my new one's coming out. I have to plug it again. Called A Time for War, because the it's about the Chinese. What could be more appropriate when they just hacked the New York Times? Did you see that story? Amazing story. Hackers in China attacked the New York Times for the last 4 months. Why did they attack the New York Times? Because the New York Times was publishing a story which showed that the relatives of Wen Jiabao, Chinese prime minister, had accumulated a fortune worth several billion dollars through business dealings. So the Chinese military hacked into the New York Times, got the journalists' email addresses and this and that. Hackers in China attacked the Times for the last 4 months. So you see, I wasn't wrong when I said that the possibility of war with China is around the corner in A Time for War. But all right, don't believe me. I'm on the wrong side of the aisle for people to read books, I guess. And conservatives don't buy books. Romance novels, $10 billion. Engagement and wedding rings, $11 billion a year is spent on it. I didn't know, like the jewelry thing with the fake diamonds. Yeah, Valentine's Day flowers, $1.7 billion. Wow. I used to have an advert. Do I have a flower anymore? I don't know. Chocolate, $16 billion. $16 billion on chocolate? We eat 2.8 billion pounds of chocolate. Gee, awesome. St. Patrick's Day, $4.1 billion spent on St. Patty's Day. I don't know what they calculate that based on. Beer, a drum, a fife? That's sad, that music. I always get moved by it when you have those bands go by with the air pipes. The bagpipes. I always imagine, like, my funeral, I want a bagpipe. Then I just like, black it from your head. Perfume, $4.2 billion. I hate perfume. I hate it. I hate it on men. I hate it on men more than women. Cologne. I puke from it. Horrible. There's the smell. I can't be in a car with anyone. My eyes start to smart. Gambling, $34.6 billion. Americans spend $34.6 billion on gambling. How do they know the exact amount? That's legal gambling. But what about like chicken cockfights in backyards in Louisiana? How much are they going to calculate that? Tattoos, 2.3 billion tattooing? Amazing industry. Really? Tattoos? People spend 2.3 bill on tattoos? Wow. Now here's the next one. Tattoo removal, 66 million. That's an interesting follow-up. Golf balls, 500 million. That's for the golfer. Girl Scout cookies, $800 million. It's $800 million. Don't say a word about that. Obama will tax them out of business. He'll ban Girl Scouts from the... They'll tell you that they have to kick back to the White House. Girl Scout cookies, $800 million? It's a big business. Wow. Taxidermy, $800 million. Conservative talk show hosts, heads on a wall. Taxidermy, $800 million. Video games, $17 million. That's the folks who gave us all of the mass shootings in America. Video games. Notice nothing happened to them after Sandy Hook. Groceries, $478 billion. Well, you'd expect that. It's food. Fast food, $117 billion. Okay. Professional sports, $25 billion. Okay. Soft drinks, $65 billion. Oh, don't tell that to Bloomberg. Hey, did he run into a stone wall, Bloomberg? I loved it. You want to talk about irony? Here's irony. True irony. You want to hear true irony? Bloomberg is a fanatic with banning things, right? He has a Napoleonic complex, and unless he can ban something and impinge someone's freedom, he's not a happy man for the day. So the fats, the cigarettes, the this, the that, the salt. Then he goes after soda. Starts with the 32-ouncers, which is a very, very stupid thing to do because poor people buy the 32-ouncers, which I said from the beginning, to save money. But you can't tell that to an elitist like him. So what happens? He wants to ban the big drinks in New York City. Who attacks him? The NAACP and the Hispanic Grocers Association attack Bloomberg, saying it's disproportionately targeting black people and Hispanic people who own grocery stores who sell these products and want to continue selling them because the customers want them. And what does Bloomberg say? Instead of saying, you know, maybe they're right, he says, the NAACP is working against their own people by coming out against my bill. Can you believe this? You talk about unintended consequences. Mayor Bloomberg really stepped in it. Maybe that will teach these liberal fools that not everything is as clear as they think it is. Here, here. See, I can turn anything into politics. Here's where Americans spend their money. Dollar store purchase of $30 billion. I've never been in a dollar store in my life. I wouldn't know what to buy in a dollar store. Alternative medicine, $33.9 billion. That would include vitamins, right? Herbs, homeopathy. I just bought a bunch of it for the trip. Well, like passion flower. Toilet paper, $2.6 billion. Toilet paper, $2.6 billion on paper. Okay, no jokes. Ringtones, $5 billion worldwide. Really? There's money in that? I should put out a Savage ringtone with Teddy barking. Baggage fees, $3.36 billion. What's a baggage fee? Airline? Credit card late fees, $18 billion. Lawn care, $40 billion. You think they're stupid, huh, with the leaf blowers? The money gets all shipped back south of the border. Lawn care, $40 billion. Child care, $47 billion. Twinkies, $500 million. That's pretty good. So that's what happens with your money in America. Here's where Americans spend their money. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com. It's just that one party has taken straight aim at the middle class. The Democrats live for more onerous regulation on businesses. That's irrelevant.
Michael Savage.
Of course the Republicans are for big business, but the Democrats are for big business. It's big business that runs the country. So what's wrong with big business?
Without big business, there'd be no big country.
So let's stop being fools about it. We're no longer making buggy whips and Swiss cheese in our backyard.
The Savage Nation. Weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Right now is the perfect time to buy investment property. But do you know how to take advantage of this opportunity of a lifetime? Get tips from experienced real estate experts at the Real Wealth Investors Academy. February 9th in San Mateo. KSFO's Greg O'Donnell will be speaking about investor financing. You'll also learn how to buy real estate within your IRA and where to find the best deals. Find out more at realwealthevents.com. That's realwealthevents.com or call 888-RW-NETWORK or go to realwealthevents.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my huge GM used car and truck center in Burlingame. We're right in the middle of remodeling, so I'm having a construction sale. Come to Burlingame or check out our special internet pricing at PutnamGM.com. That's PutnamGM.com.
Having trouble keeping your resolutions? We can't help you with that at all. But we can keep you entertained. With 1,500 live radio stations and 15 million songs all in one free app. iHeartRadio. Download it today at iHeartRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Fabio Giotta from Café Trieste. There's nothing like a fresh cup of espresso made the right way. After almost six decades of our family serving some of the finest coffee on the planet, I can confidently say I know great coffee. It takes careful selection of the best beans, lovingly roasted and blended, and a quality espresso machine handled by a knowledgeable barista. That's why when one of our Café Trieste locations needed a new paint job, we called Armstrong. It's about using quality paint, proper preparation and tools, and most importantly, a dedicated and knowledgeable painter. There was no question about who to call. It was Armstrong. Café Trieste and Armstrong have been around a long time, and that says something. So if you want to taste the ultimate cup of coffee, stop by one of our Northern California Café Trieste locations. And if you want the ultimate paint job, call Armstrong. You know the number.
Not all paint is created equal. With Armstrong's private labeled titanium acrylic coating systems, you can paint year-round. Call today from any area code for your free estimate.
Phone 37s and 1234.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at carprousa.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If it sounds confusing to you, let me acknowledge. It is confusing.
Mike Huckabee.
And that is the problem with the American tax system.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Ted Kennedy singing Jalisco in Spanish is what I asked for. I didn't get it, but okay.
Oh, Jalisco, Jalisco.
I did get it.
Tu tienes tu novia, me Guadalajara.
Missed the guy. Missed the road. Miss him deeply.
At
least we knew where we stood. At least we knew he was born, where he was born. When it came to loyalty to America, we knew where he stood. But now it's a whole different ballgame. Okay, all you idiots who voted for Obamacare, all you happy Obama-Biden bumper sticker wearers, pay attention. The IRS just came out with a regulation today telling us what the plan will cost per family for Obamacare, $20,000 a year. Mark that down, all you libs. I can't wait to see the sticker shock from all of the Obama-Biden bumper sticker Marin County liberals when they have to pay $20,000 for insurance for the year. In a final regulation issued today, the IRS assumed that under Obamacare, the cheapest health insurance plan available in 2016 for a family will cost $20,000 for the year. The IRS's cheapest plan for a family will cost $20,000. So all you liberals with the Obama-Biden bumper stickers, get ready to pay so Pelosi can really be happy. Now, who do you think is going to run these health insurance, these health plans, these health companies, sorry, the insurance companies that you have to buy the plans from? This entire scheme was set up to bust the major insurance companies, break them up into mini insurance companies, and you will find soon that the cronies of Obama, Pelosi, and company have set up these insurance companies the same way that the cronies of Obama and Al Corleone set up these green energy fake companies to reap billions of dollars in federal money. It's all about the money, idiot, and you would take it and you're gullible. And so go ahead, bring in now 30 million illegal aliens, make it 11 million illegal aliens, and put them on Obamacare. Maybe you can pay $100,000 a year for Obamacare and say you don't know why you're paying so much. Get back to me. I was right about NAFTA. Almost everything I was ever ever passionate about in this show turned out to be 1,000% right. I was 1,000% right about. I stopped the Dubai ports deal single-handedly. Do I get credit for it from Rush or any of the other clowns? No. No. So if I have a little bitterness, you'll have to forgive me. And if I hear a guy supporting, as I did at the beginning of the show, Rubio and the demand for amnesty for illegals or parsing it, I have to say, sorry, that's what he did. Pardon me, he's not my friend. He's not my friend. He's a competitor in the business. And he's never lifted a finger for me, and I'm sorry if you don't like it. I'm not a nice guy. No one's a nice guy in the media. Everyone's out for themselves. And hopefully, they'll also be out for America. And it's up to you to decide whether we're out for America or not. And I'm telling you, I smell a rat with all of them lining up with Rubio.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The big news today, of course, is that the Chuck Hagel, who's Chuck Hagel? Hagel the Bagel? He's Obama's stooge to run the Defense Department to put the final knife into the back of the U.S. military. That's all. It was a horrible hearing for him. He stumbled and said Iran has an elected, legitimate government. He said Iran has an elected, legitimate government. When it was not, it was a stolen vote by Ahmadinejad, the Hitler of our time. Big story. Mission accomplished if they place him in here. Senator Inhofe says to him, to Hagel now, why have the Iranians endorsed you? They've endorsed his nomination. Could you believe this? Inhofe said, given that Iran, I'm quoting right now from Iran, people of the Middle East, the Muslim region of North Africa, people of these regions hate America from the bottom of their hearts, said Inhofe. It further said Israel is a cancerous tumor in the heart of the Islamic world. Arabs further said Iran's warriors are ready and willing to wipe Israel off the map. The question I'd like to ask you, and you can answer for the record if you'd like, why do you think the Iranian foreign ministry so strongly supports your nomination to be the Secretary of Defense? That's Senator Inhofe, a real American senator, a true American, asking Hagel, who is Obama's stooge, to be Secretary of Defense. Hagel responds, I have a difficult enough time with American politics, Senator. I have no idea, but thank you. And I'll be glad to respond further for the record. So he's going to be Defense Secretary, and he can't answer that question. Can you believe this? This should go down on the Hagel's greatest hits. That is a big story. That is a big story on today's show. But there's much more to today's... I mean, the news today is shocking. It gets worse by the minute. Hagel's a big story. Rush supporting Rubio, who supports immigration, illegal, is a big story with Rush backpedaling today. Rush, Hannity, had Rubio on, licked Rubio's boots. Rush, Hannity, and the fellow travelers of Rush and Hannity seem to be now backpedaling. It's a big story. What else? What else is out there in the news? You'll have to go to michaelsavage.com and find out. Okay, finally today on michaelsavage.com, Kirkus Review is saying, who says radio hosts are all talk? Well, they say I'm not, and they suggest you go and buy A Time for War. They ask, is China already at war with the United States? It's a novel, A Time for War by Michael Savage. Order it now on Amazon. Actually, it's I Talk With You Tonight, because it's really a one-way conversation. I mean, I like callers, but it's generally host-driven talk radio. Sort of like Clint Eastwood in Play Misty for Me talk radio, especially at night. They're rerunning that movie now, Play Misty for Me. I love that XK-150 drophead coupe. It was all black with a black top. Crazy movie. So nostalgia. Nostalgic producing that movie. The Sardine Factory in Monterey. I personally don't like that part of California. I hate Carmel. It's like a candy town. I'm not into Carmel. That whole area. You know, I don't go there. I live in San Francisco. I used to go there when I first came here. I heard, go to Carmel. It tastes like Carmel. I don't eat Carmel. I don't like Carmel. I don't like candy cane towns. The movie was interesting, though. But that's what talk radio is at night. It's very much like Play Misty for me. Really. So I'm talking with you in the radio station here across America. I think we're at 179 stations now, growing by leaps and bounds. And the dog is asleep on this huge bed that was given to me by a woman up at the Hyatt Hotel that I go to in Tahoe once in a while. Once a year I go, I make the trek for the snow. Very heavy, cold snow, East Coast. Big radio audience tonight. No football to compete with, no inauguration, nothing. People are just hunkered down in their houses listening to the radio, whatever they're doing. It's fun to have you on the show. The dog's asleep. He has a big smile on his face. When I'm happy, he smiles. When I'm miserable, he looks grumpy. What is this? Why am I getting a Eddie My Love playing? Oh, Teddy. No, it's Teddy My Love, not Eddie My Love. So, look, we're talking about should women serve in combat. The pros and cons of women in combat are pretty well discussed. Okay? You know, the majority of jobs in the armed forces are open equally to men and women. And there are some great women pilots. Great women pilots. I've told you this before. I did the show before. I'm not anti-woman. I'm totally in favor of women in the military. The thing is, you're talking about something other than women in the military. You're talking about women on frontline duty. So there's a lot of problems here. Mission effectiveness, morale, cohesion, something that civilians wouldn't know anything about. Having women in direct combat with Islamo-fascists when they hate women. They think women are contaminated. They rape women. They treat women like garbage. And men may hear them being raped after they're captured and do things that are foolish to protect their women in the combat units. That's number two. What about harassment and resentment of the presence of women in a hyper-masculine military subculture? You need a hyper-masculine military subculture, or else you're going to have a bunch of... You want the opposite in the military on front lines? What do you want on the front lines? What do you want on the front lines? Pink ballet slippers? Or do you want hyper-masculine military men? Well, they resent women in front-line duty, and they're going to harass women there, which is exactly what they want so they could sue them and destroy the whole military. What do you think Panetta was put in there for? Panetta is a lifetime left-wing radical. Panetta was put in to take a meat axe to the military, cut the budget, okay, gays in the military, now women on front line. He's done his job. He can go back to Monterey Carmel right now and tend to his almond farm. I am not against women in the military. I totally oppose women on front lines. In frontline positions. It's a disaster. Now, if they want to serve in the military in roles such as piloting, fantastic. In fact, I told you when I did this 2 months ago that one of the bravest pilots, test pilots in Nazi Germany was a woman. I don't know if you know that. Hitler gave her an Iron Cross. I'm giving you an example of how macho some women can be and how brave they are. That is not the same thing as saying that brave women belong in frontline combat units for physical reasons alone. You're not fighting an enemy who respects the Geneva Convention. You're fighting an enemy who hates women. They look upon women as a subspecies that should be brutalized and treated like less than chattel. End of story as far as I'm concerned. Now, I opened up another line of discussion that no one called on, and I thought you would, especially where there's a where there are Italian-dense listeners, such as in New York on WABC, Providence, Rhode Island. Even San Francisco still has a few Italian people, so far as I know. Neo-Nazi drama to be produced by Robert De Niro. Now, of course, what it is another hit piece against white people. It's called The Fourth Reich. It's boring. We've seen it all before. So I've got to read some of the comments that people wrote. Just what we need, another movie to remind us of how bad it is when white people stick up for themselves, writes someone. He said, what I like to see are movies about Mexican gangs mass murdering people on our border with guns smuggled to them by our own government, or the outrageous rate of black-on-white violence in this country, like the numerous mob attacks that have occurred with increasing frequency in the past 4 years. He says, you know, plots that actually are reflective of reality. Enough with this racist denigration of the white male in society. I will not watch this film, nor any others that portray white males as evil in comparison to everyone else. Now, that's one comment. Here's another one. Yeah, exactly. This KKK stuff has been churned out for decades, and I've still never even seen a skinhead before. Has anyone? It's like how the movie terrorists are always whites with funny accents instead of, you know, accurate portrayals. Or who is murdering our people? It's like you'll have to flip through the newspaper articles about MS-13 shooting up your town and another et cetera. Another garbage movie put out by Showtime. Here's another comment. Great, another bunch of idiots wanting to rewrite history and misinform the next generation. Finally, here's one last comment about De Niro's proposed neo-Nazi thing, the Fourth Reich, on Showtime. I can see this used as a propaganda machine to lump any and all whom the progressives dislike into neo-Nazi racists. They already call anybody who dissents from their worldview as Nazis and fascists. Now they plan a nifty, quote, high-octane drama to emotionally and visually augment the progressive worldview of intolerance and bigotry of all ideas that do not perfectly dovetail with their own and frame them as neo-Nazis. So I have a question which I raised before. Is there an Italian in the audience who can explain to me how a certifiable New York Italian tough guy like Robert De Niro can become such a pinko? I don't understand it. I don't. I've discussed Jewish people who are pinkos. I have discussed Jewish people who vote for Obama, even though he stabbed Israel in the back repeatedly before and during the campaign. We don't have to discuss it. How do Italians become pinkos in America? I mean, because Italians have an image of being macho and very patriotic, and they are, by and large. You look at the Medals of Honor and the combat medals from World War II in particular, when America had a much broader base, when the troops were much more disseminated from a broader base of America because there was a draft. It wasn't an all-volunteer force. And many Italians went on to win many medals. But why is this man so anti, I don't know what to say, anti-white male? He's a white male. Who is he appeasing here? The Fourth Reich, and they're not talking about Robert. So far as I know, Robert Reich does not have two children. The Fourth Reich is not about Robert Reich's family in Berkeley. It is a provocative neo-Nazi drama with Robert De Niro. I don't understand it. I'm going to wait until I get one caller on the De Niro thing, because I do like movies, and I'd like to understand how Al Pacino became a lefto. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints? It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company, with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Connect with Hot Talk 560 KSFO 24/7 at KSFO.com.
Come on!
Like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at KSFO 560. iPhone and Android apps, online contests, breaking news, Patriot text alerts, and the ability to connect with like-minded conservatives all over the Bay Area. Interact with KSFO online at KSFO.com.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill, pay this bill, or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, here to talk to you again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and you need to let your loved one know what you want for Valentine's Day, and you can start leaving hints now. Let your loved one know that you want the gift of gorgeous, revitalized, more healthy hair this year, and let them know that Ovation Cell Therapy is the only way to go. Ovation Cell Therapy has their special Valentine's Day gift set on sale right now, and it's the best way to turn your hair from dry, broken, brittled, and damaged to longer, stronger, healthier hair in just the first few washes. All you need to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout, and you'll get a special introductory offer. And remember, Ovation Cell Therapy works on all hair types, and if for some reason you're not completely satisfied, you will receive a full product refund. Again, it's ovationhair.com, and enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory offer.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at CarProUSA.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Mark Levin.
Raise taxes? Is he insane?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
My dog is now tearing a pillow here in this studio. He's tearing apart one of my favorite yellow pillows. I let him tear them. When I first started in radio, I used to steal socks in the house, and I got mad at him. I chased him around the house for a sock, and a guy called me and said, Michael, it's only a sock. Let him have the sock, and you know what? So what? He had the sock. Now he tears a pillow. So what? That's only a pillow. When he's ashes in a box, what am I going to remember, the sock he took or the pillow he ripped? You see what I mean? You know, lighten up a little bit. That's all. It's a little ride here, a short dance in the sun. I want to know how De Niro and Pacino have become such vehement leftists. Why? What is it in the Italian experience that would produce this mentality, I'd like to know? I really want to know the answer from Italian listeners. I think it would make for more interesting conversation than Hillary sitting up there lying. All right, let's open while you're calling me at 1-855-400-7282 with clip number one, Hillary crying about Benghazi. Listen to 01.
I stood next to President Obama as the Marines carried those flag-draped caskets off the plane at Andrews. Uh-huh. I put my arms around the mothers and fathers, mm-hmm. the sisters and brothers, the sons
Sounds
and
like
daughters.
Good. Sounds like
and the wives left alone to raise their children.
Lisa Klempt.
It has been one of the great honors of my life to lead the men and women of the State Department and USAID.
She channeled her husband there. I swear to God, I heard a female version of Bill with a tear. Unbelievable to me. All right, she's a cynical politician. Still no callers on. KSFO, Dave. Let's see what Dave has to say about De Niro. Dave, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Michael. Yeah, I think the thing with the De Niro is I think he's lived in New York in his glass house his whole life. I don't think he's ever left that liberal elitism.
De Niro is from New York, from the West Village, so I understand, where there's Little Italy, okay, which I loved very much when I was a young kid. How did he become such a left-winger? I don't understand that part of it.
Well, I think,
is it only because he's appeasing the Hollywood... moguls, is that it? Or he himself is a Hollywood mogul? What am I talking about? He's one of the most powerful men in Hollywood.
Well, I think he, you know, he hit it big early. I think the guy's way overrated. He's had a couple of good movies in his life, but I think he got rich early in his life, 40, 50 years ago, and he lives out in, I don't know where he lives now, but he's lived in his candy-coated glass house for so long that that's the way...
All right, so so you're saying that... But he's been this way his whole life, a left-winger.
Well, you know, I don't know how he was when he was 10 years old, but it's hard to tell.
Is there an Italian in the is there an Italian man in the audience who can explain to us how Italian men, who are certifiably macho men, how they become leftists? I don't understand that one, Dave. That's what I'm asking. See, well, the issue is not, he's not a wimpy Italian guy who's simply going to twirl pasta, for example. Not that that separate, or he's not a ballet dancer from Italian ancestry. The guy was a tough guy. I mean, the guy was a good boxer, a fighter. He was, you know, in your face. He got where he is through his guts. How is he a leftist?
Just is the way he is. That's New York. I mean,
I'm from New York. I'm not a leftist.
I know.
Not everyone in New York is a leftist. They're not all Woody Allen's brother-in-law.
Well, you left the left. You left the East Coast.
I didn't leave it. I ran away from it as fast as the jet fumes could trail me. I got out of there. Yeah. I left New York in 69. That was it. I never looked back. I love New York. I went there last spring with the family. I loved it. I stayed in the Carlisle Hotel. It was a pleasure, truly a pleasure. Thanks, Nicole. But I understand after Hurricane Sandy, a lot of the actors and actresses went up there to... I wonder if they stayed in my room. I had a really great room, my room at the Carlisle. I wonder which one of the actors polluted the bed that I was... I loved that room. It like looked out on... You know, it was really beautiful, really nice place. Thought of buying a unit. Wow, what a price, my God. You know the problem with the Carlisle Hotel? The little elevators and the guys in the unit. It was very hot in the summer. That's when I was there. And they wear little outfits. And, you know, like the perspire up and down. Every time you get in the elevator. To go down, for example, to get a soda, you have to get in the elevator. To get in the elevator, you have to talk to the doorman. To talk to the doorman, you may as well cut your throat every minute. What are you going to say to this guy? And he's sweating in the suit there in the elevator. It wasn't fun. There's no independence in a condo or a hotel. That's why I didn't move to one years ago. That's why I'm basically stuck where I am my whole life. I am basically, I'm a recluse in my own world. I happen to like the suburbs. I have a place in the city. I don't even go to it anymore. Would you believe it? I don't go anywhere. I don't want to be in the city. I don't even like San Francisco anymore. I don't feel like I'm in my own city. I feel like I'm in Buenos Aires. I walk around the city. I feel like I'm in Argentina. I really never wanted to go to Argentina. Maybe Tierra del Fuego. I'd like to see the penguins. I never really wanted to go to Argentina. I don't get it. But anyway, to each his own. If you love it, you love it. If you don't love it, you don't love it. It's a big world. And let me tell you something else. Not everyone has to be made of steel in this world. There's room in the whole world for steel and cotton. And I understand that. Not everybody has to be a hard you-know-what. You know, I happen to take a very, very strict view of life. I have learned through very hard experience that my father, may he rest in peace, was 100% right. A, don't trust anybody, and B, everyone is out to get anything they can from you at any time.
Savage.
For years, I've presented my conservative perspective on current events and politics. Now I want to explain to you a conservative perspective on investing that even liberals may take a shine to. That's right, liberals and conservatives need to listen to my good friends at Swiss America. Today, let's discuss conserving and growing wealth in a changing economy. To conserve means to keep and guard, which is part of what gold does. It guards wealth from a higher cost of living, higher taxes, a weaker dollar, and lower home values. But gold also grows wealth, having doubled in value over the last 5 years. Take the first step now. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Ask for Swiss America's free rare opportunity kit, $30 value, free. That's 800-289-2646 or 800-VICOIN to discover the Swiss diversification strategy for safety and growth. Take it from Savage. Gold is a conservative buy. 1-800-BUYCOIN. You need a golden retirement plan today. 1-800-BUYCOIN.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Novato police have arrested five people on suspicion of trying to kidnap a man at a local hotel. Police say the victim was targeted by suspects and it was not a random attack. The court-appointed monitor of the Oakland Police Department says the department's compliance efforts continue to decline. The monitor says the shift from stagnation to decline is unacceptable. Prosecutors have added an attempted murder charge against one of the three teenagers accused in a series of home invasion robberies in San Jose. The suspects appeared in court today but did not enter a plea to the more than one dozen felony counts against them. Taking a look at the roadways, have a crash in South San Jose, southbound 101 at Tully. Looks like that might be blocking the right lane. A couple of cars involved. Southbound 17, Bear Creek Road, have a folding chair in the roadway. Southbound 85 at Fremont Avenue, an accident off to the right side. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
After a long day at work, there's nothing better than getting home, taking off your shoes, turning the lights down low, and settling into your favorite chair. It's time to let Hot Talk 560 KSFO melt your stress away.
When the hell are you going to wake up out there, you idiots? How much can you take from the vermin in the political structure and the scum in the media?
Michael Savage on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Idiots!
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
At Sam's Club, save big with new lower prices for the big game. Find favorites that keep the crowd cheering, from classic Chex Mix to Tyson chicken wings with plenty of kick. Get into the action with bigger Sam's Club values on a wide selection of smart TVs, like the new 55-inch Samsung. Not a member yet? Join the club through February 3rd and score a gift card worth up to $20. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited-time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple-pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I've got a simple idea. Let's give up on the Constitution. I know it sounds radical, but it's really not. Constitutional disobedience is as American as apple pie. For example, most of our greatest presidents, Jefferson, Lincoln, Wilson, and both Roosevelts, had doubts about the Constitution, and many of them disobeyed it when it got in their way. To be clear, I don't think we should give up on everything in the Constitution. The Constitution has many important and inspiring provisions, but we should obey these because they are important and inspiring, not because a bunch of people who are now long dead favored them two centuries ago.
Neo Neocon is a blogger on neoneocon.com. She uses the alias neocon because she was previously a lifelong liberal Democrat. Born in New York City and living in New England, surrounded by liberals on all sides, she has converted into becoming a conservative. A recent post on her site is entitled Lewis Michael Seidman, the Con Law Professor versus the Constitution. It goes into great detail about the so-called law professor who says we don't need a U.S. Constitution. Astounding, isn't it? Miss Neo, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, thank you very much.
So tell us, why did you write the article about Seidman's insanity? What about Seidman's insane thinking drew your attention to him?
Well, he got a lot of attention, not just from me, but all around the blogosphere. And I and others were drawn by the fact that here he is, in fact, a constitutional law professor at Georgetown, who is essentially saying, let's get rid of the Constitution, or at least the parts we don't like, which is both a somewhat radical proposition and particularly radical for a constitutional law professor, one might think. And it was published in the New York Times, so it got a lot of press.
You go on to say there are parts of the Constitution this jerk likes and parts he doesn't like. In other words, he's greater than the Founding Fathers.
Well, he doesn't go into enormous detail on that, except to say that he thinks one can pick and choose. And he mentions that, I believe, I don't have it in front of me, but he mentions things like freedom of speech as something, of course, we would keep. And he basically, the attack on the Constitution is more of an ad hominem attack on the actual founders and the fact that he actually calls, I have a quote here, he calls, he says, the Constitution with its archaic, idiosyncratic, and downright evil provisions, I believe is what he says. And his attack on the founders is essentially because they're propertied dead white men who wrote hundreds of years ago and, again, this, I believe, is a quote, thought it was fine to own slaves, which somehow invalidates them as writers of the Constitution and, I guess, what's in it. And there are some historical inaccuracies there as well in terms of the founders certainly were not a group who thought it was absolutely fine to own slaves. And I won't go into the whole history there. But it's really quite an extraordinary op-ed piece, I have to say.
You also mentioned that this line of thinking isn't unique to him. How widespread is this desire to get rid of the U.S. Constitution?
Professor Seidman is actually part of a whole school of legal academia, which is called Critical Legal Studies and had a certain vogue in the 70s and 80s in particular, but is still around. And so I don't think he's alone exactly, but there's been a movement both in progressivism and leftism to sort of, you know, do away with the parts of the Constitution that hamper them, and also in the law to consider law not an absolute right and wrong kind of thing, but a postmodern expression of essentially politics by another name. It's my impression, I'm not an expert on this, nor am I an expert on Professor Seidman, but it's my impression that he's part of that movement. And obviously you would think that to teach the Constitution, one should have some sort of basic respect for it. He also says in the article that it took him 40 years to get to this point. He makes some reference to 40 years. But it does seem to me that at this point, one would be wondering how he is teaching constitutional law.
Why do you think the Old York Times published this article of Seidman's now? Is it because Obama is in power and they want him to have absolute power?
Well, that's an excellent question. I can't say I know the answer. I certainly think that there's probably, you know, there may be extremists who feel that way. But in general, it's certainly not an accepted conservative or Republican point of view that the Constitution is a particularly malleable instrument that we can throw away what we don't want in it. The Constitution has a built-in way of amending it, which strangely enough is called amending it, passing amendments. And so it does have its own built-in ability to move with the times. But it's more of a progressive or leftist thing to be impatient with that kind of process or that kind of movement and to think that the end justifies the means. And I assume that's what's being said here. It's a little bit surprising that, or maybe not surprising if you think about it, I guess, the timing of the op-ed. It's interesting that a lot of people agree that with Obama's second term, his election to a second term, the Democratic Party is moving in a more liberal leftist direction. And this sort of an op-ed piece may be a kind of, you know, testing the waters for just how far that can go.
What changed in your thinking, which began your conversion into becoming a conservative?
Uh-huh. Well, that's one of those things where I could say, well, read my blog, because I've written a great deal about it on my blog. But the summary version would be, after 9/11, I became more interested in politics in general, and I started reading on the Internet. I stopped getting my newspapers, and I was reading online newspapers all over the world, media all over the world. And I discovered over a period of time, it was probably about 2 years, that the more interesting and intellectually simpatico material seemed to be coming more from the right than from the left for me. And this was a tremendous shock to me because I'd been a liberal Democrat, or thought I was, my entire life, although I wasn't particularly political. I was always interested in the world of ideas, but I wasn't particularly political. So it was a shock. It took some adjustment to accept my inner conservative, you might say. But that was about 10 years ago that was all happening. So I'm more used to it now. I'm not such a neo anymore, but I still use the name.
Is it more commonplace now? Is this happening more often, do you think? Is it because of Obama?
Well, I think it's always been happening. There's even a certain literature of it that goes back a ways. But when I discovered blogs, that a lot of people who were interested in blogs on the right, particularly the ones I read, had some sort of political change experience at some point in their lives. And so when I started my blog, it was with that sort of idea of providing a forum in particular for discussing that process, although I discussed, again, tons of other things, many, many other things. But I found it was more common than I'd ever thought.
How are your friends and family handling your conversion from liberal Democrat to patriotic American?
Well, fortunately, now it's old news to them. They originally were very shocked, and there was quite a bit of conflict with some people. Some people took it in stride. But there were some verbal fireworks from some people who were very shocked. I lost one or two friends, not good friends. I'm not sure it was over that. I think it was. But in general, there's been conflict and some distance and some tension. And there's always problems when I'm in social situations with new people, if it comes up. It's often a shock to people. I'm not sure why, but that's what happens. I've even had people say to me things like, I can't believe it. You're intelligent. and you're conservative. I can't believe it, which is quite a statement when you think about it. I've had people say that to my face.
Where can we read more?
Neoneocon. So neoneocon.com. Very simple.
Neo, thanks for being on the Savage Nation.
Thank you.
I'm Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
The best damn morning show, period.
Do you know how they oftentimes euthanize huge whales? It rhymes with Tom. Yeah, here, Timmy the whale, this will be your last meal. Just chomp on this. Or maybe they just put it down the blowhole of the whale.
They clog the blowhole with TNT.
Clog the blowhole! It's hot! Doc,
hit the deck!
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
You know, one of the worst feelings is when you get up in the morning, turn your shower faucet on full blast in the home you may have owned for a long time, you hear some funny noises in the wall, maybe see some rusty water, then the water comes out about half the rate it should. If somebody flushes the toilet or turns on the washing machine while you're in that shower, you get scalded. Brian Sussman here. This low water pressure situation is likely due to old galvanized pipes that need to be replaced. Here's the good news. Plumbing Tech and Repipe Incorporated can fix this problem. Plumbing Tech and Repipe, locally owned, full-service plumbing company. They are copper plumbing specialists, and they can repipe your entire home in just a few short days. All the work 100% guaranteed, and their rates are extremely competitive. They service residential and commercial properties throughout the entire Bay Area. Mention KSFO and receive 20% off the entire project. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682.
or online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
The Car Pro, Jerry Reynolds.
The problem is, at that kind of mileage, I don't care what brand it is, you're going to have a catastrophic failure. And right now, with the truck running, it's worth some money, believe it or not, as a 98 model. But you let the transmission go out, or you shell that engine, and all of a sudden, it's worth what it weighs at the scrapyard.
Email Jerry at carprousa.com.
Thank you, Dr. Car Pro.
Then listen this weekend.
Listen to the Car Pro Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Dry like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
When the I'm going to sit here and scream about Hillary Clinton all night. You're crazy. I'm not going to do it. We know already. The story's finished. Play Dino. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Ling-a-ling.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. We are now moving on to things Italian. Because De Niro is going to make a neo-Nazi drama for Showtime where white males are evil. Only evil. No word about the Islamo-fascists amongst us. Not one word about the MS-13 gangs. No word about the black gangs. It's only white males that are evil in the the Aryan Nation and neo-Nazi movement. I mean, it's so boring. We've heard it. It's boring. But that's what you'd expect. But I'm asking why he's such a leftist. And I've put out the net, the wide net on the Savage Nation. We have a huge audience in some huge markets like ABC in New York, which has a significant number of Italian people who listen to the show regularly. I mean, I love the callers. New York, San Francisco. There's six Italians left in San Francisco who identify as such that they haven't yet morphed into a Californian ashamed of their heritage. They can call. Why is he a leftist? And the other one, who I love as an actor, Pacino. I mean, I love Pacino. I could watch Pacino movies over and over again. Like, I love Carlito's Way. Love the movie. Love his acting. Hate his politics. I could separate the two. It's like I hate Hitler's politics, but he wasn't a bad watercolor painter. See, they always smear him as a watercolorist. He actually wasn't big. I wish I could paint as well. See, you don't have to smear everything a person does because of their political viewpoint. Hitler was a monster, horrible. But you look at the watercolors, the guy wasn't bad. I wish I could do half as good. Hitler was horrible, his paintings were no good. Well, he was horrible, but his paintings weren't that bad. And it's like De Niro, his acting is good, but his politics stink. Anyway, Andrew on KSFO in San Francisco, go ahead, please.
Michael, hey, I was just listening to your comments about Italians-Americans, and I really had to laugh because my mother's side of the family, they're all Italian, and they're all Northeast Italians from Pennsylvania, came to America early 20th century, and they're all so liberal.
Right. Now, a lot of this has to do with the progressive labor movement of the early 1920s, 1910, 1920s, which affected that entire wave of immigrants, Jews, Italians in particular. And they never got over it. They became mega billionaires, millionaires, and they're still acting like they're, let us say, working in a steel mill.
Well, that's kind of funny. I come from a steel town, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
I know Bethlehem very well because I write about eastern Pennsylvania in train tracks where my relatives lived. I have very fond memories of that area.
Okay.
Isn't that where Lehigh University is?
That's actually where I went to school, Lehigh University.
Yeah, and Lehigh was a great university. I even thought of going there. I didn't have the grades. Andrew, so, yeah, I think it's connected to the progressive labor movement, I think. I have another one on the De Niro thing. WABC, New York City. Neil, give us your opinion of why De Niro is such a pinko.
How's it going, Mike? De Niro on his mother's side, they're Swedish. He's half Italian. He's not all Italian.
Spoken like a true Goomba. Is that the real reason?
Yeah, that's the reason. He doesn't have the tough guy gene coming from the mother's side, too. He's not all Italian. He's, he grew up in Manhattan. Pacino was born in Harlem Hospital, so was... The other guy, Sal Mineo, was born in Harlem Hospital. Then they all moved to the Bronx. But De Niro stayed in Manhattan. He's, when they're younger, they try to pick the broads up. They act like they're liberal. Like they're, But he's not really all Italian.
But, Neil, in your circles of Italian people, are they largely liberal or conservative?
No, most are conservative, but you find the liberals out there. You're going to have, this is New York City. This is New York.
I know. I know that very well. 855-400-7282. So Americans more downbeat than at any time since Carter poll says. That's a realistic poll from Gallup. No doubt they won't be invited to the White House inaugural ball in the year 2050 after this one. But I have a question for you. Why are you downbeat? How's that for touching the zeitgeist of the American listening audience on the Savage Nation tonight? Why are you, the listener, downbeat tonight? What are you downbeat about? I don't mean your cat died. We're talking politics now. If you care to join the conversation, 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America. This is the Savage Nation. We're talking about all these topics and more. And whoever gets on the show and tickles my fancy gets a free copy of my soon-to-be-published novel, A Time for War, where the Chinese government has infiltrated America in a secret attack ready to take down the whole country. Sure to be popular everywhere but in lobbying circles. You know, it's this article that I wanted to talk about at this time. You can call on the other topics. Americans more downbeat than at any time since Carter, poll says. You wouldn't know it listening to the tingling leg folks on MSNBC. As President Obama begins his second term, he is facing an increasingly pessimistic public who believes that America's best days are behind them. According to a recently released right-wing Gallup poll, I'm putting in right-wing as a joke, 39% of Americans rated the current climate of the country as positive, blah, 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 blah. That's about the same as it was in 2010 and has been the lowest recorded by Gallup since President Jimmy Peanut Carter's term in 1979. Okay, so pessimism. Optimism rose after 1979, peaking in about 2001 at 73%. Since the 9/11 terror attacks, national optimism has steadily declined. Now, with Obama in power and unemployment slightly below 8% and economic growth continuing at a meager pace, a similar malaise may be setting in. Even an outlook on the future is down. 48% were upbeat about where the country will be in 5 years, the lowest since 1979. So no matter what the liars in the media are telling you, the American people are telling you something else. We went through this before with a pinko leftist one-worlder named Jimmy Peanut Carter. He almost destroyed the country. He's the one who unleashed Islamo-fascism across the globe through his incompetence and left-wing idiocy. I told you that before. Now we have Obama held up on a pedestal like he's God Almighty, when we know the guy is not God Almighty. First of all, he's only a man. Secondly, he's a terrible president. Wisconsin Dave, why are you downbeat? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I guess I feel depressed because I feel like I've been convicted of a crime while, I guess, being an American. You're basically incarcerated you and sentenced you to another 4 years before. But who knows?
Of another 4 years of being lambasted by the liberal press.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just going about your business, being an American, trying to make a buck and pay your taxes, and suddenly your life's on hold for at least another 4 years, if not.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, you should know you're not alone, because Americans are more downbeat than at any time since Carter, says the Gallup poll, which is anything but right wing. Dave, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War, which should cheer you up at bedtime as you read it and find out that we may have something much bigger to worry about very, very soon.
Savage.